This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A motion to dismiss the criminal case against an Ashland man accused of killing two visitors has been rejected. Nathan Monkeline was arrested in October of 2023 and charged with killing two men from Mexico who were visiting their brother in Ashland. Their brother worked at a restaurant next to the one Monkeline co-owned, and they were killed in an alley behind the businesses. Monkeline's attorneys argued his request for a speedy trial had not been adhered to, which was rejected as he did not request a speedy trial until 7 months after his arrest. A former Duluth Entertainment Convention Center security guard has been charged for secretly recording a minor and his neighbors. According to court documents, 62-year-old Perry Burke is facing multiple charges, including harassment, interfering with the privacy of a minor, and interfering with privacy at home. According to court documents, Burke had been following a 17-year-old girl around the DECC gym and recording her on two occasions. After obtaining a search warrant for his phone, authorities allegedly found more recordings of his neighbors. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar on Monday. A Comstock woman is facing multiple charges in Barron County after crashing her vehicle with two children in the car while allegedly driving impaired. 35-year-old Erica Shally was charged with felony causing injury to a passenger younger than 16 while operating while intoxicated, possession of methamphetamine, and two misdemeanor charges for possession of THC and drug paraphernalia. The crash occurred on Saturday at around 7 p.m. near West Townline Road and Barron Polk Street. The two children suffered minor injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public hearing next week regarding a draft rule on deer management unit boundaries. According to a press release, the public hearing will be held on Wednesday at 5 p.m. The potential rule change would reestablish habitat-based deer management units in the northern forest zone and make adjustments to other zone boundaries. The public hearing can be accessed through the DNR website, and the agency will also accept public comments on the draft rule until January 10th. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. A Stanley man will be bound over for trial after being accused of strangling a Rice Lake woman in her apartment. According to court documents, 18-year-old Trenton Schutz is facing multiple charges, including felony strangulation and bail jumping, as well as misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct. Schutz was charged on December 18th in the Barron County Circuit Court and is facing up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. He also faces separate charges in Eau Claire County for aggravated battery and bail jumping. A search warrant executed by the Lake Superior Violent Offender Task Force and Duluth Police Department led to the recovery of fentanyl this week. According to law enforcement authorities, a 54-year-old man was arrested on Tuesday morning near the 400 block of North 53rd Avenue West and is expected to be charged with first-degree sale of fentanyl. Authorities say they recovered about 150 grams of fentanyl that had been packaged for sale, as well as $12,000 in cash and other narcotics evidence. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing helpful tips for Safe Winter Driving Month. DOT officials are reminding residents to drive at reasonable speeds for current road conditions, give snowplows extra space to work on clearing the roads, and prepare for a long trip ahead of time by checking road conditions, fully charging your phone, and keeping an emergency kit in the car. According to DOT data, there were over 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin last winter where weather conditions were cited as a contributing factor. Wisconsin Democratic Party leader Ben Wickler has received the endorsement of a prominent party leader in his bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. Senate leader Chuck Schumer has expressed his support for Wickler to run the National Party, referring to him as a tenacious organizer, sharp communicator, and proven fundraiser. Although Vice President Harris did not win in Wisconsin in the general election, state-level Democrats flipped 14 seats under new district maps, and Senator Tammy Baldwin narrowly won re-election through Wickler's efforts. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears. Sunday, three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you looking for a drastic New Year's resolution that might lead to immortality? A new documentary called Don't Die might be for you. The film chronicles rich tech guy Brian Johnson's quest to not only live forever, but turn back time when it comes to the body. He wants to be 18 again, and thanks to some controversial methods, likes his chances. In the film, viewers will see Johnson's routine, which according to Variety, includes a daily regimen of taking 130 pills, dinner at 11 a.m., going to bed at 8:30 p.m., working out for 90 minutes a day, and weekly MRIs, skincare treatments, plasma exchanges, and a type of gene therapy that is not approved by the FDA. That wasn't enough. Instead of celebrating his birthday every 12 months, Johnson does so every 19 months. And it only costs $2 million a year. The documentary is only 88 minutes long. I'm guessing Ryan Johnson wanted it to be much longer. You can stream Don't Die on Netflix. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the eighth film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. Could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for three Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high in the mid-teens, but the wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill below zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, down to around zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high once again in the low to mid-teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 5 above.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.